Welcome, everyone. This is Deacon Mike from the Deacon Five, and this is a daily gospel reflection for Friday, September the 19th of the 24th week of Ordinary Time. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Accompanying him were the 12 and some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities: Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out; Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward Chuza; Susanna, and many others who provided for him out of their resources. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The reflection. In today's gospel, Luke tells us that Jesus traveled from town to town proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. He did not do this work alone. Alongside Jesus were the 12 apostles and some faithful women. Luke's gospel is distinguished by the significant role women play in Jesus' ministry. In today's gospel, we hear of some of those women followers, and they are even named. There is Mary Magdalene, a woman with a dark and troubled past. There is Joanna, whose husband is Herod's financial controller. There was Susanna, likely a woman from the upper class of society. What do these women have in common? They have all been cured of evil spirits and infirmities by Jesus. These women were from the opposite ends of society. After their encounter with Jesus, they all put their differences aside and became his followers. The women supported Jesus out of their resources, using their own money to fund Jesus' mission. The women were generous with the gifts God had blessed them with. They did not use their own resources in order to attain more resources. They shared what they had to support Jesus and his ministry. This gospel also highlights the dignity Jesus gave to women in a culture that often overlooked them. Jesus welcomed their presence, valued their gifts, and allowed them to be a part of his mission. This gospel also tells us that the 12 accompanied Jesus. Jesus traveled with a group of men and women from different backgrounds and walks of life. All those who were following Jesus were inspired by his teachings and way of life. As followers of Jesus, how do we use our resources or money to support our church and the church's ministries? Whatever resources or money we have are gifts from God. How does God wants us to use these resources? We all need money to live our lives and to pay our bills, but we should also be generous with what we have. Remember that we cannot take our money with us when we die. To quote evangelist Billy Graham, "I never saw a U-Haul behind a hearse." The action for the day. One of the precepts of the church is to support the church financially. How much of our resources or time, treasure, and talents do we give to our church so the church may continue its mission? A good guide to use is whatever amount of money we make in 1 or 2 hours' wages is what we should offer to the church. Only you can decide how much to give. Prayerfully consider how you use your resources to support the church in spreading the good news of Christ. Thank you for listening to today's Deacon 5 Reflection. I encourage you to visit the Deacon 5 website and to explore our reflections. Find out more about the deacons who share these reflections and learn about other ways to deepen your daily walk of faith as a follower of Jesus. And may the Lord be with you. May the Lord continue to bless and protect you and your loved ones. And may Almighty God bless you all in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.